103.
Your music, your life.
The first day of the official X Factor auditions has taken place in Manchester. We sent our reporter Carly Foster along and she managed to get a quick one-to-one with Simon, Mel B and Louis.
How do you feel with all the judges being here today?
This is going to be an interesting day. I haven't worked with this lot before as a whole.
And Cheryl being back?
We'll see, it'll be good.
And obviously you're the newbie. What are you hoping to bring to the X Factor to make it even better this year?
Well, I don't think it can get any better. I mean, X Factor's a great show and I'm glad to be just part of it. What am I going to give? I don't know, you'll have to wait and see.
And do you think there could be a winner here from Manchester?
I hope so. I mean, up north, they're very talented. So, yeah, let's bring on the northern talent.
Louis, how do you feel being here in Manchester for the X Factor auditions?
I'm glad I'm still working. It's my 11th year and I'm really glad that Simon, Cheryl and Mel are here as well. I think it's going to be the old Factor fun back.
And what do you think about Manchester in general?
I love Manchester because there's so many Irish people here.
First for breaking news and the best live sport. This is BBC Five Live.
Every week we put a state-of-the-art piece of technology to the test. And this week it's a flagship Chinese smartphone pronounced Huawei.
So Brad and Carly, what do you think?
I think the best part of this phone is the camera, Sarah. It's really, really good. And I took a picture the other day. And what's good about it is there's a beauty icon so you can take the perfect selfie. So I took a picture of me from the front and from the back. But some of it is absolutely madness. Like you can change the size of your eyes. You can change your face. But I do think it's a bit gimmicky.
Car apps then, shall we?
You for the insurance?
Well, maybe
just
not.
Asking.
Maybe
just
Carly
asking.
Can drive me around.
Okay. Well, Brad, what did you say to me the other day? Carly, why should I drive when people can drive me around?
That's true. Well, that is true. I mean...
So I'm not having that badly.
You're outed. Right,
fair
badly.
Enough.
Key 103.
I've got to ask you, after here, Warwick. It's now 4 years since you were last did the final filming for Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows. Can you just tell me the overall experience of being a part of the Harry Potter films for you?
Yeah, I worked on those films for over 10 years. And during that time, obviously formed friendships with all of the cast and the crew, and you know, it was like a big family, and we were experiencing this wonderful journey together. And it was sad when it all came to an end, it really was. But when we look back, you know, there's such a legacy that we've left. And we have the new films to look forward to as well, don't we? The Magical Creatures films. I don't know anything more about those yet, but you know, it'd be nice to be able to kind of experience that world once again.
Shock Radio.
Yes, you're my twin sister, my other half. We may be far apart, but how well do you know me?
Well, Jess, Carly has got three questions for you, and if you get them wrong, then you're not really her twin sister, are you?
So, Jess, what is the Christmas present I have always wanted but never received?
You know what? I was actually thinking about this today. That's so weird. And I think I know the answer. Here's a little Westie in a box.
Oh, well, there you go. I got that one right. Oh, brilliant.
Shock Radio.
Ali, you're 17. You can vote for the first time next year. Do you think that apps and social media are key to attracting the youth vote?
I think that modern day technology is a very, very good method of encouraging and informing young people about politics. I think it's something that kind of gets to them with the current age we live in, where technology is so prevalent in our lives. But for me, on a personal level, I would argue that it's always better to have human-to-human contact.
And would you prefer to vote online or at a polling station?
I think I'd quite like the experience of going down to a polling station, really feeling the atmosphere of it is the election, and I'd quite like to do that.
Holly, we're here at Key 103 Christmas Live. How did you find the performance?
You know what? Great crowds, great people. Always great coming to Manchester. The Manx came out in force tonight.
And I've got to ask you, how are you with wrapping presents?
I'm absolutely shocking. Yeah, I'm really bad at wrapping presents. When I used to live at home, well, it's not sadly, but I shouldn't be telling you, until I was 27, I used to get my mum to wrap my presents every year.
So do I.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? 27 years of age, I couldn't even wrap a present.
It's the tape that I don't like.
It's the tape. It's how my mum rips it from her teeth and all sorts. She's like a pro at it.
Key 103.